It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Starting this week, residents in some parts of New York and New Jersey who are used to seven-digit dialing for local calls have to start using area codes. The transition is to prepare for a big change to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline next summer. WNYC's Catherine Fung reports.
Right now, reaching the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline takes a 10-digit call.
If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis,
1-800-273-8255.
We are here to help.
It connects the caller to a counselor at a local crisis center. The hotline's been around for more than a decade, but not everyone knows the number. Starting next July, you won't have to. You'll also be able to reach the hotline by dialing a new 3-digit code, 988. In order for that number to work, the Federal Communications Commission is mandating 10-digit dialing. That's the area code, then the phone number, in places across the country that still use 7-digit phone numbers for local calls. That includes 5 area codes in New York and 2 in New Jersey. John Draper is the executive director of the Lifeline, a national network of about 180 crisis centers. He says the change is necessary to prevent calls from going to the wrong place.
If people were phoning a friend or, you know, a loved one with 988-4321 is the number, instead of getting their friend, they would get 988, the Lifeline.
Hence the 10-digit local calls. For people calling the Lifeline, everything will stay the same, whether they dial 988 or the 1-800 number. Draper says the hotline will continue to handle calls the way it does now.
It will route you to the nearest center based on area code. And if that center is unavailable for some reason, it will roll over to the national backup centers to make sure that all calls are answered.
More than 12,000 people died of suicide in New York and New Jersey in the 5 years before the pandemic. Madeline Gould is an epidemiologist at Columbia University who researches suicide prevention. She says 988 will make it easier for people to call for help, and that could save someone's life.
Especially in a crisis when your memory may be challenged and you're just desperate to talk to somebody, it's much easier to remember 988.
Gould has been evaluating suicide prevention hotlines for the past 20 years, and she says they work.
What we found is significant reductions in intent to die and hopelessness and suicide risk overall over the course of the crisis call.
Merrill Cassidy is the executive director of the Response Crisis Center in Suffolk County, one of the places that answers calls to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. She says counselors are trained to empathize with callers and help them feel less alone.
And that's going to open the door for us to build trust and for you to tell me really what's going on.
Once a counselor has established a connection with the caller, Cassidy says,
and then you can transition into exploring options and you can say something like, so I'm wondering if you've ever had any experience reaching out to a therapist.
But she also says crisis centers like hers need more money to hire and train additional counselors before 988 becomes active. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline currently gets about 4 million calls a year. That number is expected to go up by at least 50% the first year the code goes into service.
The last thing you want is to advertise this number and to not be able to pick up the phone.
Meanwhile, the New York State Office of Mental Health says it's developing a plan to answer more calls, and it's working with crisis service organizations to get them federal funding. Cassidy says communities also need more mental health resources, like therapists and mobile crisis response teams, to support the work of crisis centers.
We can de-escalate crises in the moment. We can link people with resources in the community. But if they can't access those resources, what are we doing?
John Draper agrees funding and mental health services are crucial. His organization is staffing up national backup centers to handle what it expects will be an influx of calls. Draper says it's important to remember more calls is a good thing.
What may surprise people is how quickly talking to somebody who is, in effect, a stranger can help them feel safe and how quickly something can make a difference.
988 is scheduled to go into effect July 16th of next year. Catherine Fung, WNYC News.